We've got Georgia Knight on the line. Morena.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm cold. It's pouring with rain down here.
Are you down in Ohinoho, Littleton at the moment?
I am, yeah.
Nice.
And it's like steel grey skies, but I'm sort of loving it as well. I like the cold.
Yeah, I like the way you described it. I feel like I'd be fine with a steel grey sky. Yeah, it's pretty dreary up here too. But thank you so much for making the time to chat with us. You've got lots on the go at the moment.
There's a tour.
It's gonna be a good week. I'm coming up ASAP to come play with my new band. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, this is really exciting, the band. I know this has been a work in progress for you for a little while. I've seen you live twice now, opening for Folk Bitch Trio and then at The Other's Way, and both times just like completely blown away. But I feel like potentially the band is going to take it to another level, eh?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think it's always been kind of improvisational, you know, like it's changed every time I play, but this is really, it's very new for me. They're all Littleton locals and with a kind of jazz background, which is not really a language that I speak. So it's been quite a challenge. But I think, yeah, we've got a few things up our sleeve to show you.
Awesome. Tell us about who is in your band and what the sort of setup is.
So the band is, they're a band called Noise Section. And that's comprised of Howie Fightery, Jamie Larkin and James Bennett. And they normally play like kind of fully instrumental music. So we're all in new territory with this and trying to open it up a little bit more. I've got some different instruments coming in. I've managed to import into the country a 1930s child's pump organ.
No way. That's so cool.
all my gratitude to Air New Zealand for I just had it in like one layer of bubble wrap and not a mark on it. So
where did you find this, if you don't mind me asking? Was it like eBay or something?
I found it in like kind of suburban backwater in Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
I remember it was like it was maybe a little bit out of place. Just this little this like miniature pump organ, but it in the room there was like three pit bulls. It was it was a real scene.
I really like this for you.
I feel like you've got quite an affinity for like niche instruments, because I mean anyone who doesn't know, you play the auto harp, which has been a big part of this record Beanpole and your live performances. What is it about these like niche instruments that not many people are exploring that attracts you to them?
I think I need to break out of the knick-knack world.
No, I think it's working. I like it.
Stay there, Georgia.
I think anything that like changes the shape of your like body quite a lot when you perform. I'm like a very tall person, and I like things that, you know, have me like kind of crouch down like a beetle or something. So I think anything that drastically puts you into another state or another shape is pretty appealing to me. It's always just a sound.
Yeah. Oh, crazy. Would you ever try a pedal steel? They're one of my favorite ones for like instrument.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I would love to try a pedal. I think I've tried a pedal steel, but it's they're like a little out of my league.
They're incredibly difficult to play. Okay.
Right.
We'll have to track down a player for you, I reckon.
You've got to, you need like a brain in your head and a brain in your knees, I think.
Yeah, and in your feet.
Yeah,
and your feet. Crazy. Oh, well, that's really exciting. So you've got all these new tricks up your sleeve and you're coming on a tour. Do you feel kind of revitalized playing these tracks off the older album, but with a new band surrounded by kind of new energy?
Completely. I think when I started rehearsing with the boys, I just said, like, don't worry about the album. We're just going to figure it out in our own way.
Mm.
And so it has, like, completely changed the music. And I think for the better. I can feel my taste changing quite a lot. So after this little run, I'm going to start writing again. And I think, yeah, I think there's, like there's a turning of the page happening.
Mm, how exciting. And so exciting for us to have you doing it here in Aotearoa. It feels very special. I feel like we can just about claim you as our own now.
Sometimes, inadvertently, in interviews, I do get claimed, but I'm happy to be mistaken.
Yeah.
As a local.
Nice. But that's a good answer.
I think all of these things. I think they could only happen here. Like, there's some particular chemical reaction going on for me, I think.
Oh, mm. Yeah. Take that, Nam. We got chemical reactions. Oh, so exciting. So excited to have you back up in Tamaki with the full band this time, playing at Whammy on this Saturday, the 11th of April. People can get their tickets from Banished Music. But thank you so much, Georgia, for making the time for a chat. So cool to hear a little bit more about what we can expect from the shows. And sounds like it's just going to be a lot of fun.
I think so. Thanks so much for having me. And I do want to say that there's an amazing band opening for this show that I have been following since before I came over.
Mm-hmm.
So they're called Flowerstream. And,
oh, awesome.
Yeah, if you're coming to the show, don't miss this band. They're incredible. We've had a few really cute chats on, like, back and forth about, like, having funny stringed instruments. Mm. And I'm really looking forward to seeing them.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. I didn't know that they were opening. That's very exciting. I feel like I remember, like, speaking to you briefly, like, a while ago when you were last in Auckland, and you saying that you really wanted to do a show with them. So this is good news that it's happened, and it's something to be excited for.
Yeah, all my Christmases are coming at once, I think.
Dreams do come true.
Yeah. Wonderful. Hey, thanks so much, Georgia. Best of luck with the start of the tour tomorrow night in Ōtautahi. And we'll see you up here in Tamaki on Saturday.
I'll see you then.
See cool. ya.
We're going to listen to Not Bad At All from Georgia's most recent album, Beanpole. You're on BFM.
What I've done, I don't rightly know. But my heart feels lighter than the blanket of snow. One night they called me up on the phone. I got a feeling. I-